Yesterday we were reflecting already what the Bible means by this word, live, heart. See, it's the very center of the personality. And as Professor Schmemann says in one of his books, it's that place where there's nothing between you and God. It's the place where you are directly confronted with God. In faith, of course. And so, to have an immaculate heart means that there's no wrinkles, there's no... it's a pure heart, totally concentrated on God and on God's will. And that's where Our Lady is pondering this. Why did that happen? What's the significance of it? Well, Jesus just turned 12. So now he's bar mitzvah. He's a son of the commandment now. He's a full adult male Jew. And so, he was recognized as such. That's why Luke says, you see, when he was 12 years old, they went to the temple, as they did every year, came down to celebrate Pesach, Passover, in Jerusalem. And then he went to the temple. And he said, well, I'm surprised. You wouldn't look for me in my Father's house. The text says really the things of my Father, but it's translated, it's all right, my Father's house. I'm a man now. According to the law, I'm obliged to the whole law, and I'm also obliged to everything the Father is asking of me, and I must begin now. Now, he recognizes that he's 12, and so he goes home with his parents, and the last line of the text was, you see, they were close to that, and he was subject to them. Then it says this about Mary. She pondered in her heart. Now, the Venerable Bede is an 8th century Benedictine, a saint. Beda Venerabilis, it's why he got the name, I don't know, but he did. Venerable, he was venerable. And he's, this is how he describes how you ponder in your heart. Very interesting. I'm going to see where. And this is what the evangelist says, pondering in her heart. Indeed, she weighed those acts which she saw in relation to those things which she had read were to be done. So where is she going to ponder in her heart? With the scriptures. You see? Now she saw that she herself, who had arisen from the stock of Jesse, had conceived God's Son of the Holy Spirit. She had read in the prophet, a shoot will sprout from the root of Jesse, and a Nazareus will ascend from his root, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. She had read, and you, Bethlehem Ephratah, are a little one among the thousands of Judah. One of you will come forth for me, the one who is to rule, be a ruler in Israel, and his coming forth is from the beginning, the days of eternity. That's a quote from Malachi. She saw that she had given birth in Bethlehem to the ruler of Israel, who was born eternal from the Father, God before the angels. She saw that she had conceived as a virgin and given birth to a son and called his name Jesus. She had read in the prophets, behold, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel. She had read, an ox recognizes its owner, and an ass its master's manger. She saw the Lord lying in a manger, where an ox and an ass used to come to be nourished. She remembered that it had been said to her by the angel, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so the Holy One, who will be born from you, will be called Son of God. And it goes on, you see. It's good. In other words, how do you ponder in your heart? You take your life and you ponder it in the light of Scripture. That's how you ponder in your heart. And they use this text today because we're celebrating the pure heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who's always looking, you see, for the will of the Father. And she wants to see her life in the light of the Father's will. And so she ponders the Scriptures. It's a wonderful text, isn't it? It's Bede, the Venerable. And he pondered that himself in his heart. You see, what does that mean? She pondered in her heart. We can do that. We can say, Lord, I'm pondering this. What about this event in my life? What about this situation in my life? And what does it mean? And pray and begin to think, where in Scripture could I find something that would shed light on this? And ponder in your heart. And to ponder in your heart, you see, is that place of relationship to God. It's where we have a conversation with God. It's not a Bible study. You know, it's a place where we have a relationship to God, and we ask the Lord God to give us from His Word those places which will shed light on our life. And what they'll mean. Now, I'm sure every one of us have had these texts. I think I've told you this before. After I finished defending my thesis in Rome, I'd come from Jerusalem, where I was living and teaching, over there to defend my thesis. And so after the thesis, a whole bunch went out. We had a nice big meal, an Italiano meal, you know. I was thinking then, I was going to hang around a few days with my friends, you know, see them all, find out how they're doing, because I'm, you know, a few hundred miles away in Jerusalem. And the Lord said, I want you to go on retreat tomorrow, the day after I defended my thesis. So I said, okay. So I called a friend, the general of the Sacred Heart Sisters. She said, yes, I know just the place. And so I don't remember how I got there now. I think maybe she sent her chauffeur. I don't know how I got there now, I'll tell you the truth. Maybe I took a bus. Anyway, way up in the Abruzzi Mountains was this convent of nuns. And of course, this was April, so there was still snow up there on the mountains. And melting, but snow. And I started to pray there. And this text that I was reading was in John 3. And those, you see, who are afraid of the light, stay in the darkness. You know that text in John 3. You know, don't step out into the light. I said, oh boy, how do I get out of that? What's going on? You know, and it was striking me very in my heart. You know, you could hide out in the shadows and not come to me in the light. I said, oh boy, I don't want to do that. What am I going to do now? And into my mind came the text from John 14:21. If anybody loves me, he will keep my commandments. And my Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. I know that was a moment in my life when I was pondering in my heart and where the Lord was guiding me with Scripture. And I made up my mind at that moment, I will never not do what I know the will of God to be. And it changed my whole life. I wouldn't be standing here if it weren't for that. And so when we want to ponder in our heart, it means we're going to ponder with the Scriptures. And in that case, you see, well, because, you know, I've been reading the Scriptures a lot in my life, It sufficed for the Lord to just bring back a text. I didn't even have to go look for it, you know. If anybody loves me, he'll keep my commandments. He'll do what I tell him. And I realized at that moment that that isn't just the big ones. It's the little one, the little pushes in the day, the changes in your life that I'm going to bring about. See, he'll keep my commandments. And what'll be the result of that? My Father will love him. The very first thing he says, and that my Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. So, when I looked up in this patristic commentary on Luke, I didn't know who, because it's a collection of fathers, and I didn't know. But when I looked, it was Bede, and what Bede was doing, as I just showed you, was pondering in his heart, trying to imitate Mary. She pondered all this in her heart, so he followed her example and pondered and put himself like in her place, reflecting on her life in the light of Scripture. It's a very beautiful thing to do. And it does bring us back, you know, we say that the heart of our spirituality in the Mother of God's community is to be getting revelation from Scripture. Well, that's a good example. What Our Lady's doing is Venerable Bede describes it.